How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Adams is on.
All right, folks, we're back, and we're going to go back to John. Then we'll pick up Derek again, who got dropped off. Let's go to you, John, again in California. Yes, sir, John, what's happened?
Anyway, Dr. K, I got my supply of North American spice, oil of oregano. I told you I found it, North American, at my local health food store here in town. And so I got pretty much of that. Thanks for the cinnamon.
What store was that? I'm just curious. What was the name of the store?
It's a little guy called Van's Health Foods in Livermore, California.
Livermore.
A little mom and pop place. I've dealt with for years. Okay. And I just, when I was talking to you last week, and I was out, so I went back down there just to see. I knew they had it, but I looked at it, and they had it, and they had the choice. So I said, I'll try the capsules this time, too. But I just got an order of the bottles from North America.
Oh.
And,
okay.
So I'm pretty good, but I'll remember that. I took the garlic and some of the other stuff. Hey, here's a.
I just want to go through this for you. Garlic, onion, raw onion. Use a lot of cumin, a lot of bay leaf, sage. You see, we did that study at Georgetown University, and we found that the sage, bay leaf, cumin, and oregano were the most universal, and cinnamon also were the most universal germicides. You know, we tested lemon.
Other than the cinnamon, just putting all that other stuff in the food you cook, is that fine too, Dr. K?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah,
that's what I do with that.
That's the whole point, is that, you know, a person uses a lot of this. Now, you're not going to get the results from vitamin C and zinc. I mean, I don't know who's on the doofuses, dummies, saying go get NAC, vitamin C, and zinc. It won't do anything. You have to have these spices, which are virucidal, and which dramatically increase the white blood cell activity. These are the protective compounds. Now, here's an interesting thing. And I would also put in black seed and black seed oil in there. Here's the interesting thing. These spices, and amongst others, including fennel and caraway, they shut down the cytokine gene. You know about cytokines?
No, I don't.
Cytokines are produced in massive amounts, and then the lungs shut down, fill up with fluid, and the person checks out or gets sick, you know, and barely recovers. If you shut that down, and these shut that down genetically, then the patient can recover. Or if you shut it off a little bit, then you don't get sick. That may be the mechanism for the oregano, is that it's not allowing the body to react so violently. It's doing something. How do you figure 5 drops of oregano oil and you don't get the flu? You don't get a cold. You don't get this junk. Something's going on.
Dr. K, I've been doing this for years, following you and some other stuff, and, like, you know, we may be in a sheltered lockdown here, but we're fine. I'm fine. I stopped, I took a flu virus a couple years ago because I volunteered at a children's home and I had to have it. Well, I stopped that, and I haven't had anything since. And, like I said, I'm just watching this, keeping the immune systems okay and everything
else.
Yeah,
nothing is going to pass. I mean, unfortunately, some people are dying. That's what makes me, it's like, but I know what to do. You know, give me the people, give me the institutions, give me the doctors and the nurses. And, you know, did you know I sent 15 physicians from the WHO into the epicenter of SARS coronavirus, and none of them got sick? I sent them with a bottle of the super strength oregano oil, a bottle of the wild oregano spray, and I gave them some of this oregaresp in the multiple spice cumin oregano sage. No one picked up the virus. None of them got congestion. Nobody got anything. And we're seeing physicians drop dead in the hospitals now.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Rick, I'll give you one quick story and I'll get off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Earlier last week on John Stadmiller's show, one of his regular callers called in and said, just for fun, he saw on a bottle of bleach. I don't know, it was Clorox bleach or something. And this was in the 90s. And it said, helps take care of the coronavirus.
Right.
Bogus. Yeah. If you know a thing about that.
Yeah, no, that's the EPA dictate that Lysol has it. Anything, you know, if I concocted some oregano oil and I got it approved by the EPA, I could say it, or, you know, whatever. It's just the facts. If the bleach does kill it, but it's going to kill you too if you inhale a few.
You know, when did they hear of coronavirus way back then?
I know. Well, yeah. There's 30 species of it. It's the number one cause of colds. It's just this is a little more vicious form of it.
All right, you said it all. Thank you very much.
Keep it up.
Appreciate your call. Thank you. I'm going to go now to Derek again in Florida. Hello, Derek. You're up again. Derek, are you there? What's going on with Derek? I have no idea. Do you know what's going on, Kevin? Ken? Well, shall we move on then? Let's go on to Barb in Florida. Hello, Barb. See if she's there. Am I coming through?
Yes, yes. Hi, gentlemen.
Hey, thankfully we have somebody. Hi, Barb.
Yes, Dr. K. I just ordered some of the oregano, I guess, capsules from North American Herbs and Spices. But I just wanted to ask you, you're mentioning cinnamon, a teaspoon of cinnamon. Do you put it into something? I mean, my husband's very picky.
You can do whatever you have to do with it. If you want to get a capsule form, you could go to the same place, North American, and get the Cinemax, which is the Ceylon wild cinnamon, and that's probably the most well-tolerated. The one you're going to buy in the grocery store is the cassia, which is still germicidal. Whatever's convenient, and I guess you'd put it in like a hot tea would be the easiest.
Put it into what?
Like a hot tea.
Hot tea.
Oh, hot tea. Okay.
Let me give you my top. How's it?
Go ahead, folks.
Let me give you my top three, okay? So one would be the wild oregano. Two is the cinnamon, either as a capsule or the powder, and three is black seed oil for the lungs. Mm-hmm. Those are the...
Mm-hmm.
Those are the
You hear that?
Which
Mom?
Is the best for... I think my husband might have a stomach flu. I don't know what's wrong with him. His stomach's all swollen, and I'm trying to get him something.
What are his symptoms?
His stomach's swollen.
Oh, well, that can't be the flu. We should know more about that, really, you know. But the oregano would be the oregano oil under the tongue and the juice, probably the best. Yeah.
Okay. I ordered the capsules, so they should be here Monday.
They should be. For him, just give him 2 capsules twice a day.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Sure.
All
Thank
right,
you,
Mom,
Rick.
Good to hear. Keep up the good work and keep yourself healthy. All right, let's see if we can take Pam now. Pam in Connecticut is up, I believe. Hello, Pam.
It's really good to hear both of you. I'm excited about your products, Dr. K. I heard you on the Power Hour last fall, I guess. Maybe it was around October. I don't know. And... I signed up because I have tongue worms. And
pinworms.
So, excuse me?
What did you say you have?
Erotula serrata.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, really. And 2011, I had tick bites and bird mite infestation.
Oh, okay.
And I've just been, you know, somehow I've survived. And, so basically, I followed the program where, you know, you'll kill everything. And so I've been on the super strength B73 oregano oil 3 times a day.
Okay.
A drop.
How are you doing with that?
Oh, that was just like superior. So what I do is, because it's basically, it's in, well, it's all over my body, but, you know, the biggest headache is my nasal sinuses. I've had already two or three, sinus surgeries, and I could go for another one.
No more sinus surgery, none.
That's right. That's
what I got to get rid of the fungus. So you should use the Sinu Orega, inject it up there, and use this Orega Resp. If you can get this Orega Resp, it's hard to come by.
That was your program.
Okay.
And the black seed oil. Sorry, I'm jumping over you.
Take them all.
Three
of those Orega Resp.
What I do is I try to hold it in my mouth as long as possible. Until, basically, because it actually, they actually come out of my sinuses. It's not like they, come into my mouth. I mean, it's a gross thing. But I have to say that I'm improving, so it's been a while. I was on, alternate doses of biweekly metronidazole. I've cut that out at least for the full moon. I'm on a new moon, and I'm hoping I can cut it out again. And, it is a miracle cure. I mean, it's a miracle cure in terms of it's helping me manage, and I believe it's helping me to cure the problem, but it's a slow process.
Can you speed it up with the Orega Resp by taking like three or four times a day?
Well, I do the Orega Resp three times a day. Actually, I do it twice a day, and with the Purely C. I mean, because I'm not made of money. I mean, this. I'm going through.
I know. You can be. I mean. Send me an email. Maybe I can get you something to help support that. I don't know. They're so busy. I don't know if I can, but they're so busy with
what
trying to help people.
What is your email?
droregano@gmail.com. Send me an email about this condition. I'm curious.
E is in Edward. R is in ready. Oregano.
Dr. Oregano.
Period, Mark. Okay. D-R. Oregano.
Oh, D-R.
D-R, like doctor?
Yeah.
With no period there, just droregano@gmail.com. Is that right, Doc?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
And the oregano is O-R-G?
Like oregano.
O-R-E-G-A-N-O.
Okay.
Right. Oregano.
With an L at the end, right?
No, oregano with an O.
Oh, really? I sound like a jerk. O-R-G-A-N-O. So droregano@gmail.com. Yeah, I'm a very interesting case.
Very good. Very
okay,
simple.
Thanks.
Oregano's not hard to spell.
All right. Well, I'm so used to the oregano that that's all, that's in my head now forever.
I know. We accept that, Pam. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
You're welcome. We got a lot of inquiries here today. Now, what can we do? Can we, as listeners, call Georgetown University or some of the others as well and find out if they're willing to do this test?
Well, what I think we can do is, if we know a physician, if we know somebody on the front line, just let me know. It's somebody you know who knows somebody who else knows. Just... if you know somebody that's willing to try to do something, these poor doctors and nurses, they're just going to... in Italy, they're dropping dead. So I don't know what's going to happen here. We got to do something about it. Get your institution going. Tell them we can help them. I don't know what else to do. I definitely could stop this thing. That's 1,000%.
I think a private physician who has courage would be willing, but to call any doctor affiliated with state or government health departments, I think might be going down the wrong road.
Yeah.
I think they might be a little nervous about...
More than nervous. It's got to be somebody know well, like I knew the guy with the WHO, because he was a friend of mine, So right. That's it. Yeah.
Well, this is sad. Right. It's sad that people have to die, and that here you are, an angel of light, bringing this to people, and it's not being heeded. And they
no.
know. Well, the media know about it. They're not that stupid.
Well, you know what
so,
I'm going to do?
We have to give them, huh? We have to give them a little bit of credit for corruption, not stupidity.
Yeah, you know what I'll do? I'll try to do a retrospective study for the takers of the oil of oregano and the ratio of coronavirus versus those who did nothing. I know I think we'll be able to prove that statistically, if you took the oregano oil, you just didn't get sick. I don't know what else to do.
Well, I mean,
I'm at a loss.
Proof, yeah, I mean, that's sufficient. And then we could look at a trial. You know, we could be happy to look at a trial now because time's gone by. We've seen this last few weeks now, and who knows what these powers that
yeah, and I want to say on this program only that I believe the mechanism is that the oregano, the cumin, these other things, you've got the regress, you've got the oil of oregano, the black seed, that they kill the cytokine gene so that you cannot go into a respiratory distress, forget it. You're not going to, if you're pounding the oregano, you're not going to get this junk. And if you did get it, it'd be so minimal, you're not, at least you're not going to just drop dead. That's how powerful this is.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, this is
I'm
good.
I'm speaking on behalf of God. He made it.
Amen.
He said it was the best. He put it in the Bible. He said this was the only, this is the only natural medicine mentioned in the Old Testament specifically for a disease. Everything else is general.
And he tells you what to stay away from in Leviticus.
Tell you another
reading
divine.
That again, and it's just amazing. Stay away from the unclean animals and all of the things that are not good for the body.
You should eat the raw honey because the Quran's right. got that in there. The honey's a medicine unto mankind. It's got to be raw. You should be eating that every day. Yeah.
Right. Right. Excellent.
Like
well, once again, thank you for this wonderful update. You got a lot of good response. And hopefully you got that money I sent you by today. I hope.
Whenever they...
All right, Dr. K? Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, he's
you
gone.
Bye-bye.
We got Art coming up now. We're going to have a break, and then I want to bring up some other interesting information. But let me bring up Murr in Wisconsin now. You know Art's not here, and see what she has to say. Murr, hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I just wanted to say... You know, we never could trust the media, and we still can't. What's happening in Italy is, you know, there's been almost as many governments as years since World War II that the Italian governments have had, and one of the best last ones was Salvini. And one of the first things he did was immediately fire all the vaccine panel and put in a new one who exposed them that what was in there wasn't what they said was in there, and it was deadly. They took him out, but he also slowed down the invaders, the immigrants, and so he's been good overall. Now, how are they doing? What they're doing is conveniently putting any deaths in the column for this COVID. Okay?
Wow.
It's like voting. It doesn't matter who votes, it matter who counts the votes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So most of these are elderly people that are just dying anyway, but they're still making them stay home.
That's the case, most of them.
Well, you can appreciate this being Italian. See if I can say it right. Andrà tutto bene, they're saying. It'll be all right. And if you go to YouTube and put that in, hashtag Andrà tutto bene, A-N-D-R-A-T-U-T-T-O-B-E-N-E.
Bene, okay.
I don't speak Italian.
That's okay.
Anyway, you go there and you'll see all these different things people have put together to cheer each other up with music and stuff from their balconies and just all kind of things. Pavarotti to the Air Force making, you know. So listen, people, this is the thing. We are powerful creatures. We're God's crown of creation, right?
You gotta do it His way or the other guy's way. Thank you very much.
Yeah, put your hands in His will.
Amen. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. We got a break. Art's coming up. Much more to talk about, so you stay tuned, folks. Don't miss one word. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and I want to bring Art up now to the microphones and say hello to you. Hi, Art. How are you?
Good. And hello, RBN. It's good to be back. It was great to hear about Dr. K talking about some of the homeopathic solutions to this situation, and I hope people listen. You know, I have zero trust in big pharmaceuticals. My father worked for Merck. I actually used to be the school bus driver for Dr. Hilleman's kids, the guy who invented the flu vaccine. He directly said, he actually said, you know, he doesn't trust the pharmaceuticals. They put all these preservatives, mostly glyphosate, Agent Orange, in to extend the life cycle. You know, they didn't care if they wants to put, you know, inject the kids with gasoline for all they're doing. So they're intensely doing it.
Yeah. And now look at the, you know, you're good at this. On your website, noplaceforcorruption.com, you have traced most of these companies, Lambert and, you know, so forth, and, you know, you've done Merck and a host of other major pharmaceuticals, which if we look at television, which I don't, but if you watch your evening TV, you will undoubtedly see at least a half a dozen pharmaceutical commercials, trials, or something in a half hour. You'll see now, you know, you take this drug, ask your doctor about it, and these are the possible side effects. You know, you might lose your brain, you might lose your kidney, you might lose your liver, or you might die. And if you do, just give us a call, you know. We'd like to hear from you. I mean, they're horrible. They're toxic, and toxemia aren't in the body is one of the key ingredients for people being susceptible to any kind of pandemic or epidemic or, you know, just a simple cold. I mean, I don't know what's so hard about that to understand. Right. Do you? Can you figure that one out?
No, I mean,
it's called money, isn't it?
Right. I mean, there is definitely some benefit in the short term to pharmaceutical drugs for treating illnesses. But realize, you know, they're giving you rat poison. They have some very undesirable long-term effects.
Yeah, I mean, I won't rule out all medications. I mean, some have been used, in my case, to help me over the years. When I had massive problems, I had myopathy and stuff, and it did help me reduce the size of the heart and so forth. And, you know, in some cases, I will not argue again. But now, even some of the medical professionals will admit we've been over-medicated, we've been over-vaccinated, and the vaccines, the medications can produce a resistance of the body to any kind of disease or any kind of bacterium or any kind of fungus or whatever attack it is, virus. So, I mean, they're admitting that they haven't had a success rate that's perfect. So we're going to trust them again? We're going to trust them again to give us another solution? You know, this Dr. Fauci, I remember him in the 70s and 80s. He was fighting the alternative medicine for cancer therapy. And he really didn't prove his case at all. He, you know, in National Institutes of Health, they rigged the test on Laetril to reverse the electrons in the Laetril they used and then said it doesn't work. So they've committed fraud. They've been dishonest. And I said they haven't been reliable. So what's the issue with allowing freedom of choice? We know what
it is. Yeah, it's money, and actually, I agree with Trump that he's allowing people to try other things to see if they work. But you know, I've had friends who have applied for the NIH and the FDA, and they virtually told me coming back from the interviews that they're bought and paid for to control by Big Pharma. So you know, what expect you get? Just like the FAA is basically controlled pretty much by the by the airline industry, like the likes of Boeing. Although I think they've changed their tune right now over seeing what happened. So you know. That's one of the things there is people think the government's out there to watch out for you, and when you realize because of our lobbying system that they're pretty much overrun and controlled by the big institutions that they're supposed to protect. So,
well, and that's always been the case in government, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, Lord Acton and a host of others have always said power corrupts, you know. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. We don't need to control that. You know, people will agree with you and me, aren't on the street, and then they'll say, what are you going to do? You can't fight City Hall. Well, right now, we have like a lockdown in several states, biggest states in the union. Now New Jersey is talking about doing the same thing. And who knows? By next week, the whole nation may have a lockdown. Stay in your homes. Don't go out. If you're out and you're out and about with 5 or 6 other people or 10, you'll be considered potential terrorists. And maybe we could shoot you on the street if we see you with a gun, or we see you with a bag, or maybe a backpack. Who knows? I mean, this is getting to the point of hysteria. And it's just like the 1930s again. You know, the Germans are coming. The Germans are coming, you know. And now it's the germs are coming. The germs are coming.
The germs are coming. And the opposite there is, look at the city of Philadelphia. You got an RBN there. It's basically if you steal or if you're a pimp, you know, we're not going to prosecute you. We'll give you a ticket and send you on your way. So, you know, as far as good citizens, you know, look at San Francisco there. You know, with if it's under $900, they can come in your store and just rip you off. And they're not going to do anything about it. Okay, so... What do you expect to happen? You're basically destroying the integrity of the businesses trying to create jobs in the communities. And with respect to that, retail is really getting hammered in services by this. So, you know, one of the things we can do is, like, you know, after this is over, if we see people working in a restaurant or whatever, give them a bigger tip because they're darn well going to need it. And that's how we can help our local communities. But I see this, you know, let's hope this downturn is like a V-shaped downturn. It comes back up. But as you've said already, this is worse than the Great Depression already, what it's done to the economy in the short term. And now with all this new debt they're going to pile on, you know, in addition to the national debt, that's going to basically accelerate the point where the dollar meets its, you know, basically where the confidence in the dollar is going to fall apart. I see this as having major percussions. Like in the near term, you know, we're seeing people in the service industries lose their jobs. what's going to happen next is vacations and all that. They're going to see a major downturn in the summer. The other one that's getting hit right now is the banks. The banks are the ones that are financing all the inventory for most of the stores. Well, they're not selling it, okay? And I've seen, for instance, in car advertisements in my area, the guys are actually advertising, if you have a FICO score of in the low 300s, we'll get you a car. I mean, that's even beyond the point of where we fog a mirror. If you basically have a body that's still, you know, cold in the morgue, then you can get a car loan. So it's like, you know, it can't hold on much longer. And the other thing I see is happening is, what's this going to do all the pension funding? You know, a lot of
that's
people.
That's what I was
going
to bring up next. So it's already hitting bottom. The 401ks, the 201s. What's happening there?
Well, obviously they lost a third of their value real fast. But don't worry, Congress, you know, the members of the Senate knew about this, and they made sure they got their money out before it crashed. So all is well.
Yeah. And apparently, the CDC was already talking about quarantining in November. From what we read now, it's official news, huh? They knew about this. They suspected something was coming. Gee, I wonder why. Now we have the military. You know, PBS, you know, we can say what you want about them, but they did hold a briefing with the Pentagon that most networks didn't cover. And if we have a chance, maybe we'll play a couple of minutes of it. But essentially, the generals were saying, you know, we know how to keep people safe. We've been doing this all of our lives, you know. We've been patrolling the streets of other countries. And, you know, if we have to, we'll do it here. If the National Guard is not enough, we'll take care of it for you. And, you know, it's the one that's actually, what is it, on YouTube? It's, you know, the coronavirus disease, COVID-19. And you can go right on there and watch it live. Pentagon officials speak about Army's response, the Army's response to corona. So, you know, don't take this lightly, folks. We're very tenuous right now. And these power-hungry bureaucrats and the UN, who, they want control. They want control desperately over people. And you know, they want to bring about that biblical, you know, peace and safety, you know, and make everybody happy and safe. And look at what they've done since 1945, right, with the UN. Have they had peace? No. They've had all these wars since then, and more terror, and more occupation, you know. So,
but I would say one thing. The UN Security Council, which is where the superpowers negotiate to go to nuclear war and that's the one thing I would say the UN has done is they have negotiated well enough to prevent a major nuclear war between the powers. And, I mean, we've had, like, you know, almost 80, 90, maybe even up to 100 mishaps between Russia and the U.S. where they almost, you know, nuked each other just by accident. Mm-hmm. So there is one benefit, and that is the benefit of the U.N. Security Council. As far as the rest of it, you know, I wouldn't say it's that great, and I have to agree with you.
Yeah. Art, would you do me a favor? I'm just going to leave the mic for about 2 minutes, all right, or so. Can you just tell our audience before I come back, because I have to just take a momentary break here and see somebody, would you just talk about some of the things on No Place for Corruption and speak about more of the economic situation that we can expect to happen if this thing gets worse, all right? I will be right back. But in the meantime, you have the floor, Art.
All right, fantastic. Okay, folks, basically, Rick asked me to talk about No Place for Corruption. What I have in there is information on the Anti-Defamation League. That came about, what happened is I protested the No Place for Hate program by the Anti-Defamation League. And as a result of that, the local township commissioners in Abington, Pennsylvania said to me, we're going to register you as a hate criminal for the Anti-Defamation League. The ADL called me up and says, you're registered on the national database as a hate criminal. And what did I say? I says, this is a front for, the ADL is a front for organized crime, and in particular the Brofman crime family. And that's the reason I put that information up there. It actually surprised me that they didn't deny the fact that I said it was organized crime. They just said, we're going to shut you up because you're pointing out our corruption. Subsequently, they put out these Anti-Defamation League signs, No Place for Hate, throughout the you know, throughout the community. So they put one up on my my neighborhood. So I took it down, gave it to the police, and I said, if it's not the mafia, put it back up. I'll even pay for it. Well, they took that down over 5 years ago and hasn't gone back up. So that tells you right then and there who and what it is. Now, if you really want to understand, the major issue there is they're attacking the First Amendment because they're really planning to attack our nation and our government. So as an example of what you can do is understand who's the ADL. Well, who's in charge of it now? Jonathan Greenblatt, who basically is one of the top executives for Starbucks. So one way you can directly protest the Anti-Defamation League is let your friends and everybody else know, do not buy and do not comply with buying any Starbucks products at all. And let everybody you know about it. If you want to make a change and you want to do it peacefully, you do it and you hit them in the pocketbook. And I would say that's the most effective way to do it. If these guys want to be tied to organized crime, then that's the way you got to go about it. So then what I did is I further researched the issues, talking to RBN, and I expanded it. So there's roughly about 900 pages of information there. I do have to update it, but you can get the gist of what's going on there. You simply click on No Place for Corruption, spelled out in words, NOPLACEFOR corruption.com, and download the PDF file. And you'll get a pretty good idea of what's going on. And you can see how this has happened over decades. It's not something that happened in 1 year or even one decade, but it's happened over a period of like 40 to 50 years. Where the catalyst was when it became a national issue with the JFK assassination. And we're seeing the impact of that right now, all right? One example is, what is going to happen here? Are we going to go to martial law next after these quarantines? That's a major concern. These people are part of the communist movement, Bolsheviks, and they want to take over this country. Where can you see them? An example is Antifa. What do you hear Antifa yell about? They say Nazis. Well, what group keeps on yelling about Nazis and anti-Semites? I can only think of one group of people that really puts that out. The Nazis are gone. I mean, are there people who profess the Nazi beliefs? Sure they do. But there's such a small issue there. They're almost nothing at all. Now, one thing I would ask people is seriously consider doing what you can to support RBN. They definitely need our help now with respect to whatever financial aid or, basically spreading the word around. Other people know about it. They can make a difference and help keep the concept of freedom of speech going on in this country. So that's the reason I came about setting up this situation here for talking with Rick about RBN. How did I get in touch with Rick? I think it was actually, I was talking to Virginia Abernathy at one point, and she said to talk to Rick Adams, and that's how we started the dialogue. And that's how the two of us got together. Now, with respect to the current situation that we're seeing now with the virus, I'm going to focus on the economic situation. We're already seeing the impact, okay? Anybody who's working, retail is actually the businesses that affect the local communities big time. So you're seeing anybody who's not in the critical list, such as hotels, okay, catering services, movies, okay, on down the line there. You can see that it's mostly the local people in your communities that are being put out of work, okay? And that's really going to have a major impact to our local economies. And we got to basically learn to work together, understand that other people are going to suffer from this, and see what we can do to reach out to help other people. I think that's
all right. That's good. Thing. Excellent advice, Art, and I couldn't have said it better myself. Again, folks, you're going to use the power that that you have in your hands. And I think a lot more now are beginning to wake up to that point. And that's a great thing that we are fighting back at least. Doesn't matter what happens in the end. As long as we take a stand, then we won't take a fall. And that is always the most important point that needs to be made, And, in every sense of the word, these companies now are beginning to reap back on these banks, international banks, what they have sown all these years. The China policy. Yeah, we can build up China. We can build up red China. It's not China. It's communist China. Capitalist communist China, yeah. But you know what? They're still avowed to destroy us. They never gave up on that goal. And people, unfortunately, have not been told that by their corrupt media bosses, have they?
Right. And let's not forget about India. India was part of the communist nations during the Cold War. They weren't our friend. Right now, they're still a communist country. So why are we letting them come over here and replace all the U.S. labor with H-1B visa labor?
Bingo, bingo. You got it.
Right.
No question about it. You know, are we coming up on a break, Ken, or not? Just tell me through the phone. Are we coming up? I think we should have a break right about now, right? Before I start something new. I will tell you this, that we do have, I haven't advertised it. You know, I've had a Facebook page for a long time. Few people are on it. There are a few. And I've reached the point where at this critical stage at the end, you know, it really doesn't matter what I say or what I do, okay? I do have a Facebook, Rick Adams Facebook page, and if you go on it, you'll see some of the articles I've posted. And you'll know what we're up against and how we are getting a few people that are starting to search and look at us and starting to wake up. RBN itself has attracted some new listenership due to a lot of us working together, different streams, you know, but we're doing it. We actually are. The reason is very simple, Art. You know it. People aren't getting answers. I mean, they're not getting answers from the bought and paid for mainstream radio networks, and they're not going to. So right. We're giving them some answers. Now they're starting to say, maybe there's something to that Republic Broadcasting that we better tune in, you know?
Right. As far as the media goes, it's real simple. Understand Operation Mockingbird by the CIA and its ties to the JFK assassination and the Annenberg Crime Syndicate tied directly to the Capone Mafia. Once you understand that connection, you can start seeing how everything is coming about right in front of you. Then you can actually look at the charter schools. For instance, in my area, you can see the direct connections between the charter schools and the Annenbergs. Their power broker, Jim Neville, has become the head of the Federal Reserve Bank. His term has expired. He was also the head of Hershey Foundation, which was one of the richest private schools in the country. And you can see that, you know, they're going after the money. So it's real simple to figure out follow the money trail. Very simple to figure out 9/11, okay? It's like who rose to power? Sheldon Adelson rose to power. Who rose to power? JFK. Walter Annenberg rose to power with JFK. But somehow they're not mentioned anyplace in the media. Adelson's talked about to some extent, but who talks about Annenberg at all? Okay, and he was one of the most powerful people going back from, you know, from LBJ all the way up to you know, the time of his death.
Yeah,
all the way to the Obama administration.
I just mentioned them today. I mentioned them with Dr. K. I don't know if you've heard it, but Brown University Med School, heavily endowed right. by them, and they certainly are in every field of medicine, oncology and urology and so forth, and you know, they're leading the way. Dr. Levine has been on a number of local programs to try to tell us about this latest, you know, coronavirus and how to deal with it. I think that's very nice of him to do that. but no surprises here. You're not going to get the real answers from them, you know?
Right. And look at
now, Go ahead.
I was just going to say, look who owns most of the pharmaceutical.
I want you to say what you got to say first, because I want to get into something other than this that relates to going back to other diseases and what's being done to the white race, actually, is what it comes down to. But go ahead, finish your statement.
I was just going to say, the pharmaceutical industry, if you look at the venture capitalists, most of them are Jewish-controlled interests. Okay, so mm-hmm. our pharmaceutical industry, just like the medical industry, is overrun by these guys.
No question. No question about it, and they do operate on that profit margin. That's the key. Key is money. It's not people, folks. Now, what I wanted to do was I wanted to tell you, you know, I had been doing research lately in the field of AIDS and research in how many people died in the 80s to up to 2000, year 2000. That's supposed to be 35 million worldwide. And, you know, I started stumbling on people and all these porn actors and stuff, porn actors, some of them, of course, Jewish, and how they lived longer generally, not all of them, but many of them lived longer and longer. But it was the white males who were dying, you know, in record numbers. And I started to look, and I saw these names and so forth. And then I realized that there was something here. One of our emailers, who's very good in this field, Barbara Ann, she has studied this, and she said, you know, this is also part of the war thing and how they're the war on the white race going through World War One and World War Two, the cream of the crop, killing them off so they can change the gene pool. And I said, you know, that's not far-fetched at all. And I started to research, you know, a couple of people. If you looked at, you remember the big splash in the 1970s, how we were being corrupted by the whole new industry, by Deep Throat. You probably heard of that movie. And look at the people that were affiliated. Linda Lovelace. And then there was Harry Reams, whose real name is, it ends in an E-R, a Berger or something like that. But they're not very good-looking people. And if you look at the study and study the face of them, they're really like hook-nosed, you know, for the most part. And they're not good-looking. They're ugly people in general. And you have Ron Jeremy now, who's starred in Hollywood movies and porn movies, you know. And so I stumbled on this young man who came from Maine, and he made about three or four appearances in a few gay porn movies, you know. And it's sad because he came from a family of 15 in Maine, in Waterville, Maine. And Waterville has a population, a white population, of 95%. It's one of those areas that has maintained its whiteness over a long period of time. And I'm not saying everybody who's white is great, but we had a governor there who even said, Maine is too white. We've got to do something about it. We've got to bring in Somalian refugees and so forth. And I said, that's amazing. That's just, you know, absolutely racist in itself. But anyway, I followed this young man, and his name in the movies was Kurt Marshall. Kurt Marshall. But his real name was James Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Rideout, R-I-D-E-O-U-T, Rideout. I said, that's interesting, that's strange, you know? And so I looked it up, and it's an old English name, and it goes back to the centuries beyond, and this family name actually has a meaning to it, and it had to do with the kings of the house of Joseph. And what they were doing was going out, sending people out to collect the taxes, you know, riding out, you know, on horseback to collect the taxes from the villagers. And yet it indicated to me when I looked at the face and I studied it, this is somebody who is purely white as the driven snow. The facial structure has the small nose, you know, the small lips, rosy cheeks and all of that. And I'm just saying that. What a contrast between them and our people. And it is just an incredible thing. So what happens is, he was quite, I guess, of 15 brothers and sisters. He just turned out to be athletic and swimming and so forth, graduated college, went out to San Francisco, you know why, to be in the gay crowd. He never told his parents. And then a couple of years later, he wound up getting AIDS. And I realized that there has been a white population that has been heavily targeted in the 1980s, more so than others at first, by the AIDS virus. And then I saw that he also was a cocaine user and all of that. He was a very troubled young man, but he was decent. And everybody who apparently knew him said he was the nicest, sweetest guy and so forth. So I'm saying, was he targeted deliberately or did he just happen to fall into that net? And I'm asking this because I just cannot get over how, you know, everybody has said, oh, he's so beautiful and he looks so good. And then you compare it with those from that particular group of people and you see the difference immediately. You know, I mean, the features, it comes right out of the book of Isaiah where, you know, in Isaiah 3:9, I think he says, the show of their countenance doth witness against them. And those right. who call themselves Judah, that is true Israel, but are not. So here you have somebody who is a true Israelite, and he winds up dying from AIDS and, you know, the, I guess it was kidney failure that claimed his life. And then you have them, and they live on and on, many of them. You know, this guy from Deep Throat, was it Harry Reams? He just died a few years ago, but he lived all through the 20th century, into the 21st century. Linda Lovelace, a bunch of others, you know, Barbara Hershey, and, you know, people like that. It's just, it's amazing. And I believe this person who's done the research that they had, through the gene pools, targeted the Adamic Caucasian white race. And unfortunately, they have proclivities, you know, the homosexuals, and they may be heterosexual, but it doesn't matter because the infection itself does not discriminate. But I'm just bringing this to people's attention because I posted a picture of him on my website, and I have pictures of other people who have been, you know, in the field of celebrityship and so forth. So it's Rick Adams. It's just Rick Adams Facebook, and you'll get a sample of what I'm talking about. There is a major difference, Art, in the features of our peoples. Okay, we've got to take a break. We'll come right back.
Okay.
We have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
We're back, folks, and I just had to vent my spleen a little bit here and tell you that now it's, you know, it's out of control with our young white people, and they're being seduced just as Eve and, you know, was seduced in the garden, and they're being led because of secular humanism. And as you've said, Art, since 1962 and 3, the Shemp Supreme Court decisions, we have a generation, this bad fig tree generation, you know. They don't really have the glue that holds society together. They know they're doing wrong, and yeah, many of them have repented. You know, I'm sure that James Allen did as well. And from what I read, you know, he called his parents, told them that he had been diagnosed with AIDS and confessed and so forth, that he was of that, you know, group, and he was very, I guess, very sorry and very sad about it, but he died anyway, and the drug use continued. He went to drug clinics. But the thing is, our people really are being killed off, and right. they are being killed off through a variety of ways, and genocide right. by war is only one of them. The drug wars, the porn war, and all right. of this is claiming lives that would come from this generation since the 1960s, the Woodstock generation, you know?
Yeah, so I was going to comment. If you look who was in charge of the Senate Judicial Committee at that point in time, who promoted the smut, I think his name was Arlen Specter, okay? And mm-hmm. also he was one of the ones promoting the Violence Against Women's Act, which I believe women need to be protected, but not to the point where you destroy the families, destroy the kids, which is the way it's being used in family courts. And one of the guys, his best friend, who used to drive, take the train, Amtrak train down to Washington with him as another U.S. senator, is now going to be the Democratic presidential candidate, Joe Biden. So you want to know who actually did this, social engineering, yeah. to destroy families. You destroy the uh-huh. family, the kids get in drugs, they get in all these problems. The guy who did it is actually now the Democratic candidate for president of the United States. Okay, you won't hear anybody take, you know, he actually said that at one point. I heard him say, I was the one who did the social engineering to do this, plus the H-1B visa program. So there's your man right there. He's going to be your next candidate for president of the United States, the one you're talking about to yeah. rip the families apart.
Boy, it sounds so similar to Bill Clinton, and it sounds almost like Obama all over again, huh?
It's the same power structure behind him. Same exact
yes.
power structure.
Right. Exactly. The structure is what matters. That's what counts. So, you know, again, you know, these forces are diabolical, and they are the ones who are going to have to pay for the sins they have committed and for enticing our young to go astray and go away from the God that created them. And he is a God of love. He is a God of mercy. And he knows who he's going to punish more than anybody. He's going to punish them, because they're the ones who are ultimately responsible. You know, like Joe McCarthy used to say, which is more serious, stealing $50 or committing treason against your country? And I might right. say, committing treason against this race of people in America today who made America the Israel of God. Not that regime, you know, in the Middle East that calls itself Israel, but is not. And it's, you know, an evil fig tree, as Jesus said. So you're right, the power structure is what's doing it, Art, and they're destroying what's left of what they haven't destroyed. But the blowback is on them. So let us never forget that. Folks, we're almost out of time, and I did want to thank you, Art, again, for making it today and sharing such insight with us. And also, hopefully, we'll do it again next week, God willing. Just keep your prayers, keep your faith, and keep your fire on. All right, Art, you take care now, buddy.
You too.
Thank you. All right, folks. God willing, we'll see you then. Rick Adams, Uncensored, and Rick458 at Cox.net. Goodbye, and Yahweh bless Israel.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.